This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Mother Nature wreaked havoc in western Kentucky with torrential rain and major flooding. KFVS-TV's Nikki Clark in Mayfield.
We knew it was going to be a lot of rain, but no one expected to get what we got.
Despite all the damage, Graves County Sheriff John Hayden says there is a silver lining.
We're very thankful that no one has been reported to us, that no one's been injured, there's been no fatalities.
The sheriff says they've faced these challenges before and believes in the community's resiliency.
In nearly a dozen states, it is sweltering with temps still in the triple digits. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
At the Tumbleweed Day Camp in Los Angeles, they're taking extra precautions to keep kids safe, making sure the equipment and the campers stay cool.
We make it a party. So it's sunscreen party. Everyone's putting on sunscreen together. We're doing water breaks. We're doing, you know, hydration challenges. And so we're doing a lot of preemptive work on that.
Someone won the big $1 billion Powerball jackpot. That someone bought the ticket at Las Palmitas Mini Market in downtown Los Angeles. They can take the one-time cash payout if they wish. That's an estimated $516.8 million before taxes. We're learning more about the potential charges against former President Trump. They could include conspiracy to commit an offense or defraud the U.S. Here's CBS's Graham Cates.
We just found out that former Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has been contacted by the special counsel's office. This is kind of an investigation that is all over the country, all over the map. And of course, then focused also on meetings at the White House during this two-month time period after the 2020 presidential election, which Trump lost.
Well, a lot of actors and writers are on the picket lines. Hollywood is not totally shut down.
SAG granted waivers to 39 titles that are all independent projects, despite some big names attached, from Anne Hathaway and Paul Rudd to Matthew McConaughey and Mark Wahlberg. The temporary agreements allow these productions to start or continue filming during the strike. It also gives cast members an 11% pay bump on minimum salaries until the union negotiates new terms with studios. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
And with the Hollywood strikes, many people are turning to the streamers more now for their entertainment. Netflix added about 6 million new subscribers in the past financial quarter. The big spike might also have something to do with its crackdown on password sharing. If you remember back in May, the company said only people you live with can use the same account. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in. Typically, 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating, considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good.
Doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
93.5.
The Tap.
Unrelentlessly positive.
We're live.
Oh, okay. That was okay. Welcome back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinere and Greg Bach. So switching it up from politics that we were spending most of the first hour talking about, and I saw this article from Vice of, I tried to cut small talk out of my life. It went badly. And it made me think of just... I feel like people always say they hate small talk, and so I'm asking you at home, how do you deal with small talk? Do you like it? Do you hate it?
Mm.
Do you avoid it? Do you have, like, go-to questions to make it more palatable? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Greg, how do you feel about small talk?
Don't like it. And it's all about the mood I'm in when I'm walking the place. So, like, if I'm in a good mood, I can deal with it because I'm not going to be a jerk to anybody. But if not, I'm not feeling the room or I'm not feeling the day, I'll just keep to myself, and I have no problem doing that. I've sat in rooms with complete silence, and I'm fine with that. It's not offensive. It's not a slight on anyone I know, but I have no problem with silence.
So what do you think? Like, what do you feel like small talk? Like, what is small talk to you?
Small talk to me, well, first, feels like a punishment. Two, it feels like, it just feels like this necessity to uphold some part of the social contract that doesn't exist that says we must engage if we're in close proximity. Because
mm-hmm.
The thing is, those questions don't mean anything. Like, how's the weather? What's sports? Family?
What do you do?
Lawn? Movie? You know, unless you're willing to go into further conversation about it, not like you have to get like 2 hours deep into it, but unless you're willing, A, to listen to someone talk about what they really think, B, take it in as, like, even if you disagree with them, and also maybe learn something, that's cool. That's good talk right there. That's great conversation. And it doesn't have to be an hour. It can be 10 minutes. But if you're just like, if we're just sitting here waiting for a bus, I'm like, oh, it's going to be windy today. Why did you say that? There's no reason to say that. I guess the thing is like it's in everybody else's head. It's different. Like, some people just want to spark a conversation, see where it goes. I'm not that person. I don't need earbuds. I just won't talk. I'm great at it.
Have you always been great at it?
Yeah. But I can also engage in small talk because I know the other person is nervous. I'm not going to be like, if you said to me like, oh man, what do you think of the Packers going to camp next week without Aaron Rodgers, I'm not going to be like dead silent.
I don't want to talk about this with you.
I would be rude. But I also wouldn't hesitate to say, I don't follow football. I'm sorry. And move on.
Interesting. Jane, what do you think?
I don't know that I'm particularly good at small talk. One of my sisters is amazing, but that's because she loves details.
Oh, so she has a lot of follow-up questions.
Loves details. Well,
then to me, that evolves out of small talk. To me, small talk is like yes or no answers, real basic stuff. Once you start to get in the details, that's where the conversation can happen then. Like, is your sister really good at sparking conversations with people?
Yeah, I would say so.
See, that's cool. Like, I don't mind that if you want to, like, have a chat. No problem with that. But if you want to talk to me about stuff that you could ask 20 other people and get the same answer, and kill me.
And see, that's how I feel about the details. It's like, I don't care that your friend's second cousin's husband is a curler. I don't care.
But Jane, what team do the curl for?
I don't care. And so that's where I start checking out when you start getting way into the weeds.
You're fine with the, how's it going? Like the,
fine,
the,
you know,
the cordial exchange.
Yeah, yeah. But when you start, again, when you start getting into these, into the minutiae, it's just either I got to reel you back in or I'm done.
I can show you with my eyes that you've said too much. I really can. Like, it's just my eyes start to glaze, get bigger, and like, and my head gestures get bigger. Because it's just like, if I need something from you, I'm going to ask you a question. I get the information. I don't need any more information beyond that that's extraneous. Because then it's just like, I've got to go.
Because does it change if the small talk is with a stranger versus someone that you're actually like, no, or like, you know, it's like you think about like water cooler talk or whatever, and like people you actually work with or, you know, see on a regular basis, or maybe you're in the same friend group, but you're not, like, you two aren't that close. Like, does that also, like, but you're like, well, we're here, we're at this like social event, and I gotta say, like,
gotta kill some time,
you know, and so is it specifically with strangers, or is it a different thing than small talk when it's with people that you know and will see again?
No, it's not the same. I'm the same
way. It's not the same way?
I'm the same way. Like, I will stand there in dead silent. Like, if we're at a party or something like that and I see someone I'm acquainted with, I won't make the move to go talk to them. Unless, I mean, if I've had cocktails, maybe, yes. I mean, that is always a motivator. But my general place is to be like, just, you know, stay quiet. If someone talks to you, great. Don't be rude. But I'm not one to be like, how's it going? Oh my gosh, I'm drinking the same beer. You like that beer? You know?
We're talking about how are you with small talk? 844-967-2789.
I'd ask the question to you, but I know what your answer is. You're amazing with small talk because you're so outgoing and you're so caring.
And curious.
Curious. And none of those things, I'm not saying any of those things to be funny or a joke. I truly love how genuinely curious you are with people. And you do have this bright personality that, like,
my shirt today.
Yes, exactly. It's like, you're one side. I am definitely the other side of that shirt. But yeah, like, you have, like, people gravitate towards you, but you are genuinely, you don't take that for granted because you want to know people and you want to get, like, you know, you decided to volunteer at the comedy festival not knowing anybody. And look, 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it.
Because I would say I like talking to people.
Yeah.
I get that certainly from my mom. My mom is a queen of small talk.
Oh, Debbie Bry.
Oh, Debbie Bry. Debbie Bry will get your life story out of you. Like, the best story about Debbie Bry making small talk is when we lived in California, in Los Angeles, and we lived in an apartment complex. There was a dog park connected to the dog park, the complex. And that woman made friends with every single person who had a dog in that building, so much so that one year, what it must have been 2004, it was the Summer Olympics. She put on the Summer Dog Olympics in that dog park, and I swear to God, I think there was 15 different people who she had become friends with from all walks of life. And like, it all just started with her coffee or her wine, depending on what time of day it was, where she was at the dog park. Just, well, who are you? Where are you from? How did you get to California?
Because that's because Debbie Bry, as well as you do, I don't know your dad as well.
Not as much of a small talk guy.
But your dad is so adorable. Has a genuine curiosity. There's the difference. And that's where I almost think, then it's not small talk. Your mom has a mission to know this person, and she's going to do it by any means necessary, whether it's just a chat at the outside the house or literally setting up a competitive dog event, you know? And I think there's something beautiful about that because that means your mom cares and means there's a love there and that love is in you as well. I see that happening. I see you talk to people and you have an interested demeanor when you're talking to them.
And I think I usually assume the best out of people too, yeah, which absolutely. A lot of people don't as well.
Yeah.
How are you with small talk? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
Jesse from Madison is joining us. Good morning, Jesse. How are you with small talk?
Morning. You know, I think small talk is it's a tool, right? I mean, it's like if you're building a campfire and the deep conversation about waxing philosophical or talking about memories, that's like a big, heavy log, and you can't just light a log with a match. Small talk is just the kindling that gets things going. Now, if you've known someone for a long time, you probably don't need that, right? You've got some embers in the fire already going. But if you're just at a bus stop, if you're at a bar, if you're out and about, you're meeting someone for the first time, that's like the stepping stone to kind of like feel them out and think about and figure out what's the next slightly deeper level or how deep of a level of conversation can I go with this person that we can engage and find common ground on.
I want to take the one, the comparison further. When I get drinks in me, it's like lighter fluid.
I think that's a good point. I think
you're great at small talk. You just don't remember that you like small talk in that situation.
Correct.
And I think you make a really good analogy, though, Jesse. I do. I think it's a good analogy.
I think, yeah, the kindling and thinking of that as a tool. But I also think it comes back to what is your goal. Like, mm-hmm. I think there is the goal to have an actual conversation mm-hmm. with someone who's new? Is the goal to make it less awkward and the silence that is between you? Or is it something else? And so I think that comes back to, like, if you're just filling the void because you're not good with silence,
yeah.
then I can see why people are like, this is excruciating. Yeah. Thanks so much for the call, Jesse.
This is awful.
This is awful. Because it's funny that we talk about the drinking aspect of it. Because, like, I do like to get to, like, deeper conversations quickly if I
yeah.
can.
Yeah.
But it was the experience of these last... Where are we now? 7 months of not drinking and in certain groups of friends where there's always drinking. Like specifically, it was, I think, the Kentucky Derby. And I was like at the end of the first trimester. So still like kind of tired, kind of cranky, not drinking. And everyone was drinking. And I was just annoyed. I was annoyed first because the conversations were so shallow. And they were only getting more so as people were drinking more.
Yeah.
But then I also realized that when I'm drinking, I would be perfectly fine to have yeah. me having all these conversations. I would be the social butterfly. And I was like, am I not fun without booze? And the existential crisis has set in.
Are these my friends or my drinking friends?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, how do you feel about small talk? How do you deal with small talk? 844-967-2789. Do you have a go-to opening line question? Because we, when we come back, we have a certain TikToker has some pretty good options you may want to steal. There's a part one and a part two. So yes. Stick around for that if you need some ideas. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Thunderstorm chances winding down here in the overnight. Temperatures dropping to about 61 degrees, a partly cloudy sky. But we will see more sunshine filling in on Thursday, 77 degrees in the late day. Thursday night, mostly clear, will drop down to 57. Currently 62 degrees.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Instead of the boring small talk one. Number one, if no one ever sneezed again, how long do you think it would take you to notice? Number two, which cult would you be most interested in joining and why? Next up, if you could breed two different species of animals together, which ones would they be? And explain your work. If the purge was real, what's a crime you're committing first? And if that crime is
murder,
who would it be? And explain your reasons. Which Breaking Bad character do you think eats ass? Next, do Android users deserve to vote in the general election? If all of the people you've ever slept with were in a room together right now, what would they roast you about? Next, how many countries have you taken? And finally, what's your relationship like with your mom?
That is from a TikToker, Ash Wee Carter. And I came across this as far as... Actually, I think I've come across part two, which we'll play in a second, and then found part one as far as giving suggestions on other types of questions. That was more specifically for a first date, yeah. But I think it falls under, you know, small talk and avoiding the obvious questions of, well, you know, like, what do you do? Or the weather.
What are you into?
Or how's work? Or, you know, yeah, and so.
Or don't say anything because you chose a first date to go to a movie.
But now I actually want to ask. How long do you think it would take you to notice if no one ever sneezed ever again?
I don't.
I love that question.
It would take me until someone else asked me, like, do you notice no one sneezed? I'm like, oh, I think you're right.
I don't think I would notice.
Yeah. I'd only notice if someone else brought it up.
All right. Which cult would you join and why?
Oh, you know, I could easily go Scientology just because I know so much about it.
And you'd probably get an acting career out of it.
I would very much get an acting career out of it. I'd definitely get some Emmys looking at someone, Miss Moss. What? Now, yeah, I'd probably go Scientology. What about you?
Okay. I don't know that many cults.
Yeah.
I feel like, what was the one? I feel like if there's any cults there where there's like commune living. Where it's like very communal and we're all helping each other and it's like a little bit more.
But then
there's not like drinking or like abuse involved, or is there any like cults like that? Like drinking of Kool-Aid, I meant.
It was actually Flavor Aid.
Whatever.
Well, it means a lot to Kool-Aid people. that's the thing is like Scientology isn't built. Scientology is built on money, fear, and power. It's not built on like sex or booze. Or anything
like
that.
Or like community, right?
Or faith.
It's not based on faith either. It's not really built on community. They tell you it's community, but it's not. And if there's anyone in Scientology listening to this, come at me, bro.
All right, we got a caller on the line. Who are we talking to?
We have Julie from Franklin joining us. Good morning, Julie. How are you with small talk?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're Peachy. Great.
Good small talk start.
Good small talk, yeah.
That was kind of small talk. So I'm kind of, well, I'm old, first of all, and I kind of believe that small talk is, like, essential in society. And where I'm coming at is, like, customer service jobs, sales jobs. I think we're losing that because there's not as much one-on-one interaction in society anymore. I think the kids aren't really learning how to talk to people face-to-face. Mm. And I think small talk is essential for that. I think it's there's nothing better than going to your mechanic or a store you go to a lot and somebody knows you. And because they've had some small talk with you or a receptionist somewhere, I don't know. That's just my opinion. I think it's essential. I do think it's kind of irrelevant, a lot of the facts, but it does make people feel good when you remember personal things about them from a prior conversation. I think it builds relationships, but like in business, in a personal life, I think it's kind of essential for society.
And certainly in sales, Julie, you make a great point. Sales is all about relationships.
Yeah. And there is something nice when you go into your mechanic and they're like, hey, Greg, what's going on? I'm like, oh, you're my...
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Julie. I think that's a great point as far as, because it's like the, and I think because both can be true, it can be irrelevant, but important.
Yeah. I will say from the other side of the customers, like, so I think in the form of like, these relationships you could form for life, just in those, like your barber, your mechanic, your maybe your real estate agent too, if you move a lot, like whatever that is. Those are cool. When you work in customer service and someone tries to small talk you, and
over the phone,
yeah, and you're like, what may I help you with?
And I wonder how much of this also comes down to being in person. So I was funny. I was sitting on this topic. I was like, I don't know. I'll figure out a good day to talk about this. But this is why you read a lot. So you have a repository of things to tap into.
Good word.
But there is a Dutch supermarket that introduced a unique slow checkout lane for lonely seniors who want to have a chat.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So one of the primary problems that older people face globally is loneliness, especially in urban areas where life is hectic and becoming more and more digital. In order to combat this from a very common front, the grocery store checkout, a Dutch business came up with an idea, a chat checkout. And I will say, and again, I know that because I like people, but I would say, like, when I go to, like, a bread store and there's actually that, like, small moment of an exchange in person with someone who's serving, like, how can I help you? And, like, actually having a nice, like, this is the problem, I think, with everything being replaced with, like, tablets.
Yeah.
And, like, you order instead of talking to a waiter, you order on a tablet or you all do all these things. And so I will say that I think Julie makes a really good point as far as, like, the actual need for human interaction, that like ultimately is kind of just small talk.
I like those small talk things, especially when it's like, it's like at the bread store, how you doing? Good to see you. Take care. Goodbye. You know, it's small. It's in time and in chat.
All right.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you are on the line, hold on because we're coming up against a break.
But we're going to keep on this topic.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Who thought? Who knew that there was so much? People would have so much to say about small talk.
Oh, you're so proud of yourself for that one.
All right. We're taking a break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Major flooding in western Kentucky. The town of Mayfield was hit hard.
I'm trying to hold my head up, but it's stressful.
When they've asked me if I'm okay, I'm just like, I'm stressed a little bit, but I'm numb. I just don't know how to feel right now.
The brutal heat is dangerous. Our Jonathan Vigliotti's in Phoenix, where heat-related emergency calls jumped 35% in just 24 hours.
The majority of our calls that we are going on are going to be medical.
The priority for the responding crew is bringing a patient's body temperature down fast using ice-cold intravenous fluids.
While the actors and writers' strikes are going on, CBS's Monica Ricks tells us not everything is closed for business.
Dozens of movies and TV shows are still rolling. SAG granted waivers to independent projects despite some big names attached, from Matthew McConaughey to Mark Wahlberg.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5 The Tap.
Of things you can talk about instead of small talk. Number one, how much alcohol would it take for you to sleep with the Pope? Number two, which theme park would you pull an Ocean's 11 style heist at and why? If it's a Disney park, explain why you chose that one. Next, if there was a book of every positive and negative thing a person has ever said about you ever, would you want to read it? And yes, you have to look at the negative parts first. Next up, if you could time travel back in time hundreds of years, which disease are you most afraid of getting? Is it the one where diarrhea is fatal? If you could bring back any dead celebrity, but they can only come back in their peak form and they have to star in a romantic comedy, who would you choose? Which of the Avengers do you think has gotten an STD? Do you think bras exist in the Star Wars universe? And lastly, so where'd you grow up?
That is part two from the TikTok from Ash Wee Carter, giving you suggestions on small talk questions that you can start a more interesting conversation than where are you from? What do you do? And I have some follow-up questions, but we have some people who have been waiting on the line very patiently, yes. So let's get right to them.
844-967-2789. Hawk from Madison. Hey, Hawk, what do you think about small talk?
It's funny because my wife hates it. She's an introvert, and I do it kind of for a living, but I have a kind of funny story about how small talk can go wrong. Like, so you know how you go to, like, you know, a coffee shop or whatever, and you check in out, and you're like, oh, how are you? And you're like, how are you? And you say it back, like, because the person checking you out will be like, oh, how's your day? And you're like, oh, good. And then you just say it back to them, like, oh, how are you doing? And I was buying coffee, and this guy, he just went into this whole, like, well, life is pretty miserable right now. And, like, he went into this whole depression, like,
He gave you an honest answer.
Yeah, I was just, like, being polite, man. And, like, all of a sudden, I was like, I got to go, bro. Like, this coffee was the go. Like, I can't solve your...
And then I was talking to this guy at a coffee shop, and he walked away. What's wrong with my life?
Yeah, totally. Oh, my God. It was horrible. Yeah. Anyway, so they can go... But anyway, I do think it's important to learn some of those skills, because when you work in an environment with other people, I do think small talk is a skill. And being able to do it a little bit is, I think, important, kind of, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
And basic communications is very, very important to living a healthy and happy life, I believe. But at some point, let's just knock it off. When you got that training, it's like, I don't have to keep training to talk to people. I know how to do that now. I learned that when I was like 10. Now I don't need to. I've opted out. I've retired from small talk. You want to talk to me? Go deep. I'll listen to your coffee story, buddy. I'll listen.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Hawk.
844-967-2789. Gary from Sussex is on the line. Good morning, Gary. How do you feel about small talk?
I use small talk a lot. It works well for me, even though I do long talk, and that's a problem because I'm an extrovert. My wife's an introvert. She, you know, she said, just give me... yes or no. That's all it is. Yes or no. And I
feel for that. I love that.
All right. But I own a heating company. My wife and I, we both own it. It's a G&B, heating and air conditioning. Okay. She does the billing. I do the work. Okay. When I go to someone's house, what I do is I always have a dog treat in my pocket. Mm. What happens, the worst thing that could happen is you go there and you want to talk to the people about their needs or whatever, that, you know, whatever. The dog's barking and you get really distracted. So I have the dog treats in my pocket and I give the dog a treat. And I ask them, of course, first. And I tell them they're all made in America. I get the name of the dog. And then if they decide they want to go with me, put a furnace in, I always write the dog's name up on the top on the contract. So when I come back later on, they just feel really good about the decision that they made, you know, because, you know, if their dog likes you, they're going to like you. And it seems to work. And they can tell right away that I'm a dog lover. I got a dog at home and I just love the dogs. And they, if the dog can tell whether you love the dog or not, how you pet it and stroke it and everything. But dogs, they want their people's attention, just like the little kids. It's the same thing. I have candy with me. I go into the house and I'm talking to the parents, and the kids are just pulling on them. Mom, 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 mom. I'm talking to Gary. I'm talking to Gary. You know, so I asked them, I said, well, can I give them candy? You know, and then they're fine. And then they have a treat. And then I'm talking with them. So small talk is good, but sometimes it gets into long talk, and that's one of my problems.
Or it's one of your blessings, Gary. Yeah, sounds like it actually has done you very well in your career and in your happiness level.
And I think that's just so thoughtful of you to write down the dog's name and you know, bring treats and be prepped like that.
But here's the real question. Do you write down the kids' names, and do you ever swap the kids and the dog's name when you come back?
Does the kid want a dog treat?
Believe it or not, I do have candy in my truck. But it's very seldom that I have to give it out. It's mostly the dogs.
Okay.
I would say over half of my customers have dogs. Dogs are a blessing from God. I really do. It's like they're a gift from God. Cats are from the devil.
And kids are from Passaic, New Jersey.
Thanks so much for the call, Gary.
Direct your complaints about cats to Gary.
There was so much happening there with Gary. I love that. Just this beautiful tale and then just throwing that gauntlet down the opinion, but Gary, you're not wrong.
That's so funny. So I got distracted.
But those are great examples of targeted small talk too. Like those are like, you know, you want to be amiable when you're in a business, especially like that. You're coming to someone's home. You're going to charge them probably a lot of money. And like heating and cooling, most likely you're going in there when they need you and it's frustrating time. So Yeah, it's nice to have like a little chit chat. That's all great stuff. Yeah, I just don't like the small talk for no sake whatsoever.
And now I'm thinking of my uncle who lives in Rapids. Shout out to my Uncle Dan, who is he works for Solaris, which is like a cable internet provider. And like that's all he does all day, right? Is go into people's houses and install internet or check why the internet is not working. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of how much small talk he has to do in a day and how potentially exhausted he is. At the end of the day, because like for some of us, if that one good conversation can really give you like an adrenaline boost and like dopamine for the day, but if it's a lot of conversations that really were dragging, that also can
I work in local politics, it was mostly draining small talk and
like knocking doors.
I always like knocking doors because
there's a goal,
and you never know what could happen. There's a lot of fun stories in that, but just like when you're sitting behind that desk and someone walks in, I mean, Parks and Rec. Resonates for me a lot. I mean, some of those questions, I mean, people would like come up and be like, hey, I need this thing. Cool. Go upstairs to housing and development. Give them the sheet. They'll take care of you. Yeah. Cause see what happened was, nope, you've already told them about your thing. We're done now. Please go upstairs. I've given you the next direction. We are finished.
All right. Well, going back to the part two of the TikTok, if there was a book that had everything ever said about you, negative and positive.
Nope.
Jane?
Yeah.
You do it?
Yeah.
Because you think you have thick enough skin, the negative stuff?
I think so. I know I would crumble, but...
crumble?
I would like to think I would be tough enough to read that.
I would just be wiping the tears with pages of the book. And then I don't know what I... And then... The nice stuff, I'd be like, they're liars.
Especially if you have to read the negative stuff first.
I don't have that kind of person. I think no. My therapist would never allow that. You're not there yet, buddy.
I used to, when I was a teenager, I used to write down all the compliments that like stuck with me.
Yeah.
I had like a book of things. So whenever I was feeling down, I would go back and read them.
When I was a youth minister at a place called Time Out at our... In our retreats, we have these things called palanca bags. Palanca bags.
That's fun to say.
And I still have all of them in a shoebox. And they're basically, you put your name on it, you decorate it, put it on the wall or put it wherever. And over the course of the retreat, people would drop just wonderful little affirmations. And they'd sign them so you know who said it. And at the end of the retreat, we all sat down and inevitably everyone starts crying. And then the only problem is sometimes you get like, you go to a retreat, you're like, oh my gosh, my bag is so full. And then you get like, oh, there's like four of them in here. What did I do? But I still have all of them, every single bag.
So you want the compliments, but don't want the negatives.
I want the, I don't want either, honestly. Just love me from afar.
Just
and for the record, Iron Man totally got the STI. He's the one who like.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Then Thor.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Kathy from Madison. Good morning, Kathy. We're talking small talk.
I wasn't sure if I should call in because you might not ever get me off the phone. I am the queen. I go into the chocolate shop for ice cream with my kids once a week. And I'm best friends with Caleb, the guy who scoops the ice cream. I'm that person that you probably would like to get away from, but can't. I could not resist calling your show because this is my love language. My job is the bouncer at Costco.
The bouncer at Costco. Have you ever had to bounce someone out of there? Just chat their ear off.
This receipt does not reflect your purchases.
I'm sorry. They missed this. I'm very sorry. But it's a fun job. It's kind of perfect for somebody like me who can never shut up. So
Kathy, then come from a place of curiosity, or where do you feel like what is the kind of the intrinsic motivation as far as are you just like people?
I like people. I think it's genetic. My dad ran a bar.
Okay.
And he's Irish. I'm Irish. And we are good talkers. So, yeah, I find people interesting. You know, it's just, it's a really fun job. I just, you know, I like people. Maybe I should run for office.
Maybe you should.
Maybe you should.
There you go.
Likeable person.
There you go.
Thanks so much for the call, Kathy. See, that was, it was appropriate amount of time. We got her off the phone.
If you want to check in, 844-967-2789. You can also text as well if you are not interested in small talk and you just want to make make it short and sweet.
Well, because in the original article that, you know, inspired this entire conversation, basically it was someone who hates small talk. And so their coworker sent them a Harvard business research as far as like how to replace small talk with a little more serious questions. Although I think the questions from the TikTok actually do get conversation going. But, his first was trying to get out the things like it's been forever, like when you run into someone, or like how's work, how's the weather, and trying to like root out those questions. And the questions that were he replaced them with, and this was from the advice from the Harvard Business Review article, was starting with these conversations. And I think on paper they sound good, but kind of the point of this article is like in practice it was still just as awkward.
Ask me a question like as if we were just having like, you know, like just
what excites you right now, Brett Gregg?
Oh God, kill me. a Marvel property that isn't disappointing.
That excites you?
Yeah, like the prospect of maybe
the prospect of one. Yeah. One does not exist right now.
Yeah.
Jane, what are you looking forward to?
Vacation.
All right. That's a good
and idea. That's it. Conversation. Can I just have my ham sandwich, please?
Where did you grow up?
Here.
Yep, that's exactly said. Ask this to anyone under 23, and they'll respond blankly that they grew up at home, I guess. Ask this to anyone over 23, and they think you're trying to commit credit card fraud.
Do you know what time it is? Yes.
All right. Is there a charitable? This is small talk. Is there a charitable cause you support, Jane?
The Humane Society. Absolutely.
So that could spark a conversation.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
I like that one.
Do you have one?
Sojourner House.
There you go.
Love that one too.
Mm-hmm. This is one that I feel like Greg, you would like. Who is your favorite superhero?
Captain America.
Why Captain America?
Because Captain America's morals never faltered under any pressure. He was always about freedom. And when freedom was redefined by outside forces, he was always about living your life, being as free and as happy as possible. And there's a really good video talking about that, how Steve Rogers in the movies, you see his morals always stay intact. They never change versus everybody else redefining what freedom, America, happiness is. He's like, no, that's not it.
See, if someone asked you as a small talk question, I'd probably start to cry. We found a good one.
I'm an emotional long talker.
All right, when we come back, what's coming up at the Laughing Tap this weekend? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Wisconsin breaking news today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Thunderstorm chances winding down here in the overnight. Temperatures dropping to about 61 degrees, a partly cloudy sky. But we will see more sunshine filling in on Thursday, 77 degrees in the late day. Thursday night, mostly clear, will drop down to 57. Currently 62 degrees.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me. And there was a little old man in scarlet and gray.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I love that, by the way, that you know that song, Greg.
Of course I do. It's David
Bowie. Face lit up.
It's David Bowie.
David Bowie, the laughing gnome.
Oh, we've talked about that before. Mm-hmm.
I find that so
It's
hilarious.
One of his earlier songs where he was just so British. I'm singing a song about England and things that only English people know, like tea.
On that note, what's coming up at the Laughing Tap this weekend, Greg Bach?
Oh, my mother glory. It's one Chastity Washington, who is, in my opinion, the funniest human being in Milwaukee.
Oh.
Three shows this weekend. 7:30 Friday, 7:30 Saturday, 10 o'clock Saturday. And those tickets are available at laughingtap.com. And guess what?
What?
I will be there performing as well.
What?
Yeah, I will be featuring. So I'm what they're called the middle comic. So they'll be the host, then they'll be me, and then they'll be Chastity.
Oh, that's awesome, Greg.
Yeah, I'm excited. Chastity asked me to feature for her. This was by her request, and that makes me feel very good because Chastity is a very good friend of mine. I care and love her deeply. She's fantastic. And just released a comedy special on Prime Video called Live at Dandy.
Oh, yes. Which is also in Milwaukee,
owned by Ryan and Jess Day, who are wonderful people. We have a show there once a month called A Dandy Comedy Show. And yeah, it's going to be a great time. She is absolutely wonderful. She's a teacher and she brings a lot of teaching stories. She's just lived a great life and absolutely hilarious. And we have a little clip of her talking about, I believe, her mom. So here's our clip.
But you know what? I'm grateful. I have an awesome family. I have an interesting mama, though. My mama is something else, y'all. Some of y'all might be able to attest to this. Where your mom, she just call you and she don't want you. Anybody had that where she call, hang up, call, hang up, call, hang up, and then leave a message that don't make no sense. It's a real message my mother left on my phone. Hello, Chaz. Hello, is she there? Old people think the beep is you. Hello? Chaz, listen, I think the girl downstairs making meth in the basement. I think she know I know. She'll come up here, she gonna kill me. I don't wanna bother you. Call me back. Girl, with you, ain't nobody making meth in your basement. They selling weed.
That is just a snippet. I mean, and it is just high energy comedy, very, very relatable, very funny, coming from one of the best people to do it, in my opinion. And Chastity is just fantastic. And it's a treat to have her at the tap. It's a treat to work with her. It's a treat to see her. So I think if you want to see some great comedy this weekend, and what's great is that this month, all tickets at the tap are $15.
Oh,
that is such a good deal.
Yeah. So,
and no drink minimum, as right. always.
No drink minimum and $15 tickets. And if you want Barron's Brother Comedy Show, well, too bad. Not this month. But yeah, so Chastity Washington this weekend, as I said, Friday, two shows on Saturday, 7:30 and 10 o'clock on Saturday.
And you get to see Greg.
And you get to see me on stage.
You have new material?
I have a few new jokes I've been working on. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's exciting stuff. So it'll be a fun time. And yeah, go to laughingtap.com to get your tickets before they're gone.
All right. Well, we've been sitting on this, and I think it's a good way to end the show.
Are you pregnant?
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
I knew it. I win.
I came across this last night, but you know, mother knows best. Jesse Waters, longtime Fox News personality, officially took over from Tucker Carlson in Fox News's 8 p.m. primetime slot.
That's the slot.
On Monday night.
No.
And his mom, first-time caller, longtime parent, had some thoughts. Turns out she's a Democrat.
Yikes.
And I'm surprised they let this fly, honestly. She called into the show, and we have a clip.
We have a very special guest on the line, a Democrat, my mom. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
I have enjoyed the show. I want to say congratulations, Honey Bun. We are so proud of you and your accomplishment.
You.
Now let's aim to have you keep your job.
Okay.
Do not tumble into any conspiracy rabbit holes. We do not want to lose you, and we want no lawsuits.
Okay.
Use your voice responsibly to promote conversation that maintains a narrative thread. There really has been enough Biden bashing, and the laptop is old. Perhaps you could suggest that your people take less interest, for example, in other people's bodies, and talk about that.
Well, wait. We're trying to keep other people's interest away from children's bodies. That was the point of that segment. Mom, I love you.
Wait.
I knew this was a bad idea.
Seek solutions versus fanning the flames. You could encourage that Bedminster friend of yours to return to his earlier career on television. Everyone in his audience could wear a red hat, and I'm sure the ratings would soar, although never as high, my darling, as yours. On Jesse Waters Primetime. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Mom. I love you very much.
And, I love you. I'm thinking that a small dinner between 5 and 8 would be the
way to go.
All right,
we got to go, Mom. This is just like how things are at home. I love you. Bye.
I love Mrs. Waters.
I love Mrs. Waters. That was good
advice.
Can we
get her on our show?
That was really good advice.
I'm trying to figure out the motivation of them doing that. There is a reason.
We're all talking about it?
I don't know, but that doesn't happen by accident.
Because the thing is, here's the problem with Jesse Waters is he's not smart enough to have those conversations. He's a dum-dum. The fact that they gave him 8 p.m., that he has to know that he was their ninth choice. There's nobody, like...
I have no idea. I don't know how the inner workings. I just wanted to talk about his mom because her advice was also very. It was very motherly and it was great.
Yes.
And I love that she's a Democrat and she has to stomach the fact that her son, her baby boy, is the new face of Fox.
Love her. I want to.
She kind of reminded me of Kathy.
I hope she calls back again.
I feel like that's how Kathy probably talks to her kids.
I just Honey Bun.
What do you do, Mrs.
Isn't
Waters?
The man in his 40s, Honey Bun?
My mother still calls me Honey.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, of course.
Okay. You underestimate mothers and their sons.
All right.
Yeah. Well, she's always like, I'm always going to be your mother. I'm always your mother. I'm like, yeah, I understand that.
All right. We got to wrap up.
My gosh.
Did you not hear that before?
No, I got to surprise you with it. I did not hear that. I was lovely stuff here. So.
All right. Well, you got out of having to talk about women's soccer.
I would have talked about it. You were, by the way, first half of the show, did not like the attitude. You're snipey.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for being part of today's show. We will be back tomorrow with a new public service announcement. And Paul Noonan will be back for some sports. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
The love of your when you come back to me. me go.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Almost Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Almost Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio.